Ray Nagin was mayor of New Orleans during its darkest days, leading the city through Hurricane Katrina and its aftermath. Now he's been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison. His conviction on corruption charges centered on trading city contracts and favors for about $500,000 in cash and kickbacks. From member station WWNO, Eve Troh reports.
In the courtroom, Ray Nagin maintained his innocence. Outside, onlookers gathered as a steamy sky threatened rain. Local businessman Clarence Hunt calls Nagin's punishment about right.
He did what he did, but the judge decided that justice was fairness. It was fair for the community, it was fair for the family, and it was fair for Mr. Nagin. And so God is good.
Like many residents, Dolores Quarles doesn't see Nagin as a bad person.
Now, he may have done something wrong, but I hope the best for him. I hope his family all can deal with it.
Others extend no generosity. Waiting out the weather in a local bar and restaurant, Renee Elfer says Nagin got lucky.
He should have got 30 or 40. And the court made its decision, and it's over. He's a rotten symbol. He doesn't represent anything except himself.
At the same time, it's not lost on people that during Katrina, Nagin represented a whole city. His voice, loud, demanding more help, faster response, that's not forgotten. But the Nagin era, the good and bad, is now in the past, says Warren Poche.
You can't live in the past, you got to move on. Let's turn the page and continue to build the city back to where it belongs.
Do you feel let down?
Certainly. Needed leadership at the time, and we got none. And we got a guy who was stuffing his pockets.
Probably lots more guys stuffing their pockets, he adds. Outside a coffee shop, the clouds get more serious. Paul Zaputo remembers Ray Nagin as the first New Orleans mayor to order a mandatory hurricane evacuation. That saved lives. Now he'll be the first New Orleans mayor to go to jail for corruption.
I still think at the end of the day, he probably helps more than hurt, and I'm not sure who could have done a better job. I guess he's getting what he deserved in the end, so.
Lightning and thunder cut him off as the rain finally falls. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troh in New Orleans.
Well, it looks like it's a sad day all around.